Is he wearing the ascot?
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, made to love. The all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala puts a new spin on an amazing heritage. Find new roads.
Roland Martin, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Skip. Good morning, Sybil. Good morning, Jay.
All good.
We, of course, have been glued to our TV sets, our computers, following the George Zimmerman trial fireworks yesterday. The defense might want to leave this judge alone. They got a little extra with her. Mm. Of course, today, the final arguments will take place, and the jury is likely to get this case on Friday. So we want to turn to Natalie Jackson. She, of course, is one of the attorneys for the family of Trayvon Martin. She's been in the courtroom each day checking out what has been taking place. Natalie, we are at that point where right now, if you're the defense and the prosecution, you've got to make your final arguments. I got to run this by you. Lisa Bloom has been providing commentary for MSNBC. She says the prosecution really should hammer the race angle, saying that George Zimmerman targeted Trayvon Martin because of his skin color. You agree, disagree?
I don't think that's the way the prosecution is trying their case. Remember, they charged George Zimmerman with criminally profiling Trayvon, meaning he lumped Trayvon into a group of burglars that he had seen in his neighborhood. I think that they have the subtle undertones of the reason that he did that was because Trayvon was a young black teen. So I think what you're going to see in the prosecution's case is that they focus on all the many statements that George gave and the inconsistencies. Because if you can't believe George Zimmerman, then how can you believe this that he acted in self-defense?
A lot of people on social media who are African-American, they have been extremely critical of the prosecution's case. Folks have been saying they've blown it. It has been weak. Again, your assessment, you're sitting in the courtroom, you're eyeing the jury, you're seeing their reaction. How have you seen it?
I think that what people have seen is they followed Mark O'Meara and his case that he's put on. His case is a half case. He wants to start his case in the middle of the struggle when George Zimmerman pulls out a gun and shoots Trayvon. Well, the case actually starts when George Zimmerman calls the non-emergency number. Mm-hmm. So I think you're going to see the prosecution try to refocus everyone on the picture, the whole picture here. Were George Zimmerman's actions reasonable? So it doesn't just start in the middle of the struggle. So I think that, you know, we have to – every lawyer has their own strategy. I won't criticize the prosecution because I don't know their strategy, but as I'm watching it, I think that their whole strategy is going to be based on the fact that they entered George's five different statements into evidence, and they're going to go after all the different statements because the defense's case is based on what George said. And if he lied in what he said, then really you can equate it to the defense did not put on a self-defense case. They used the word of someone who lied about everything.
It was very interesting. David Frum, who was a conservative political journalist, he said he had sent out a tweet that I thought was interesting. When they kept going in, they were trying to enter the evidence in, talking about what was on Trayvon Martin's phone. He tweeted, "Boy, it looks like Trayvon Martin is going to be convicted," and he obviously was speaking in jest. And so the effort by the defense to portray Trayvon, something he, in this way, clearly the judge wasn't having most of it.
No, this judge, she is not, she's playing by the rules. She has run this case and she has run it by the rules, by the law. That's what everybody in America who protested that George Zimmerman should be arrested wanted. They want a fair and equal case, not special justice, just equal justice. And I think this judge, she's doing that. She's saying Trayvon is the victim in this case. We don't even know where these messages came from. We don't know who sent them. You're not going to be able to bring him into this trial. And it was the right call.
Could you not have stopped all this conversation about who was that screaming on the tape by just using pure logic and saying whoever was screaming was the one who was shot? Because if you're the one who is doing the shooting, you are not going to continue screaming.
Well, I think the fact that you're able to figure that out and I'm able to figure that out and America's able to figure that out, I think the jury can figure that out. And I think that's what you're going to see in closing arguments. You're going to see all the arguments. You've heard the defense really over-try their case. They said that George Head was pounded on the head so much that blood was running down right. his throat. Well, if he's doing all that, then how is he screaming if he's gurgling on blood, if he's being pounded? I think those are the arguments that you're going to hear in closing arguments from the prosecution.
I've been somewhat insulted by this whole notion that, oh, black folks are going to lose their mind and riot if George Zimmerman is acquitted. I mean, we've had so many other cases in recent years that have been just as controversial. And so you've been talking with the family exactly, what are their feelings when they hear these things as if black folks can't control themselves?
I've been really insulted by all of that. We had 2.2 million people signing a petition for the San Francisco Police Department to arrest George Zimmerman. We had thousands of people in March in New York City and in Miami and Orlando. There were no arrests, no violence. These were people who did what they have a right to do by the Constitution of the United States that had peaceful civil protest, and that's what happened. And I don't think that I think that it is an insult. I'm sure that most of us will continue to do that. We've had our heart broken before by the justice system, So I think that this family, they're ready for any verdict that comes. What their day in court was, what they wanted in the first place was equal justice. They wanted an equal and fair trial for the killer of their son. They want him to be brought to court and face a jury of the peers and the evidence against him, just like anybody else. That's not special. That is what we're supposed to do in America.
Final arguments start today. Jury likely get the case on Friday. We certainly shall see what takes place in the trial of George Zimmerman in the murder, the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. Natalie Jackson, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rowan. Thanks, Tom. Have a good day.